right, coming back at you live. What's going on, everybody? What an Oscar show, huh? Who watched the Oscars? That was shocking. I thought that was very shocking. Coda won for Best Picture.
Are you kidding me?
It beat out Nightmare Alley. Don't Look Up. It beat out Dune. Drive My Car. What are these movies? People go to movies? Are these real movies? They sound made up. I have never heard of any of these movies. I didn't even know movie theaters were still open. But apparently, there's award shows, and to make them interesting, they've introduced violence.
Winning.
Which is good. I thought it was fun. But everybody's talking about the Chris Rock. Got slapped by the Fresh Prince, right? Everybody's talking about the Fresh Prince, finally. Will Smith's a prick. I don't care. Everybody's got their own opinion about this. Will Smith is a prick. He's married to a slut. There I said it.
Surprise, motherfucker.
And there's nothing wrong with that. They have a tacit agreement where she gets to sleep with 19-year-old rappers, and he gets to deal with it. It's fine. She's done many interviews where she goes into the fact that they have an open marriage. Folks, that anger that he had bottled up had to come out some way, and it had to come out on Chris Rock's face. Will has had quite enough. But beating up Chris Rock is like beating up an old crippled dog. He's not going to fight you back. Will Smith's a pretty big guy. He's charging the stage like a maniac.
Hi, everybody. It's me.
Is he going to start beating up on little Chris Rock when Chris Rock is on stage, blinded by the stage lights, with his hands clasped behind his back?
Gotcha, bitch.
Big tough guy, Will Smith. It's not Chris Rock's fault that you're emotionally damaged because you're married to some bald slut. Okay? Stepped up and slapped Chris Rock in the face for really nothing. And I don't know if she's ever seen the Oscars before, but a lot of times the comedians will come out and make some jokes. Did you know that? They'll roast some of the people.
I did not know that.
They don't
that.
Have everybody's medical charts and everybody's medical afflictions either. They're not quite privy to that. If you're that embarrassed of your bald head, do what every other black woman does and wear a wig. A lot of black women wear weaves and wear wigs. Am I right or am I right?
Yes, queen.
If you're that self-conscious, do something about it, bitch. Some people say it was fake. It seemed very real to me. I don't think that was fake. If that was fake, they did a great job. I didn't seem fake. A lot of people are going, oh, that was fake. It didn't seem very fake. If that was fake, that was pretty good. I guess they do know how to get people to watch the Oscars after all. But it didn't look fake to me. And I scored very high on my SATs. So, and I've reviewed the footage. And I actually went out and bought some software at Staples. I slowed the video down to 10 times the regular speed. And I gotta tell you, that was not fake. But Chris Rock's response, everybody said he had a good response. I thought he had a shitty response. I would have fell to the ground and faked a seizure. That was the move. Or, you know, or at least said, hey, your wife's fucked half the people in this room and you're slapping me. And Will Smith kept yelling, hey, keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth. Yeah, I'll keep your wife's name out of my fucking mouth when you keep some of the cocks out of her mouth. Is that a good deal, Will? Look at that. She looks like she got anorexia nervosa. Is she an alien? She looks like an alien with a bald head. Look at that shiny ass head.
You piece of shit.
He could have just kept going. He should have kept going. He already got slapped. He might as well keep going. I thought. Something. He was a little too nice about the whole thing, I thought. You know, I don't know. Something. He should have said something. Kind of took it like a bitch, but that's all right. We need stuff like this to hold society together. We can't just focus on Ukraine all the time. Ukraine's fine. Kamala Harris explained Ukraine and it's fine. I didn't realize here. This is Kamala Harris on Ukraine.
A country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically that's wrong.
So there you have it. Kamala Harris, one heartbeat away from running the country. What do you think? I think we're in good hands. She seems to have her finger on the pulse. We need her to weigh in on what happened at the Oscars. Hey, Kamala, what do you think happened at the Oscars? Well, one black man was married to a bald slut, and one other black man said something that guy didn't like, and so he got slapped in the face, and that was wrong. Okay, thanks, Captain Obvious. Thank you. These award shows are getting fun. Maybe it's time to put some guards at the steps of the stage. You think? Maybe? It tends to be the brothers, the black guys, that bum rush the stage at the award shows. I doubt you're ever going to see Tom Cruise bum rush the stage and slap Carrot Top. It's just not going to happen.
I don't like white people.
But Will Smith felt the need to defend his beautiful wife. She looks like a goddamn bowling ball with arms and legs. Am I right? They got an open marriage. Open marriage? Who's lining up to have sex with this woman? Show of hands. Nobody? I mean, she looks like an alien. She looks evil and scary to me. She looks like a corpse that's about to be dragged into a big hole of bodies at a concentration camp. Am I right? I'm sorry. I've never liked that smug bitch. I don't know. Was Chris Rock out of line a little bit? I don't know. Now, it would have been fine if Chris Rock wanted to drop a load on that bald head.
Oh,
Will Smith doesn't
shit.
Have a problem with that. But once you start talking about her bald head, that's a different story. You're going to get your ass slapped, I guess. I don't know. And then Will Smith went home with the Oscar. He went home with the Oscar. And when I say Oscar, I mean his Puerto Rican gay friend Oscar. No, he went home with the actual Oscar. And the Oscar looks exactly like Jada. It looks exactly like Jada Smith. Am I wrong? Or am I right? Because I think I'm right on this. The slap was unjustified. Look, the things he would have had to say to be for that slap to be justified. Hey, he would have had to say, hey, look at Chrome Dome over here. Will Smith's bald wife. Look at that bald wife. And she wants an open marriage? Who's lining up to fuck this bald bitch? Come on. That would have justified a slap. Maybe. Something like that. But it didn't feel like an appropriate response to me. Okay? But I hope Will Smith feels like a real big, big man, you know? When you're on stage with very bright lights, you can't really see what's happening. Chris Rock had his hands behind his back. He can't really see that this guy's coming. I mean, he saw him coming, but I think he probably thought he was going to get a noogie or something. His hands were not ready to fight. He's not going to fight back. He's 58 years old. He's 110 pounds. By the way, they have writers that write those jokes. He didn't write that shitty joke, I'm sure. Someone else wrote it. He's just got to say it.
Funky dog head, bitch.
And it wasn't, you know, a joke about a 90s movie. Come on. All because your wife is a raging slut and you have vent up anger because she has sex with 19-year-old rappers. So he's got all this vent up anger. And Chris Rock had to pay the price for that bitch's open relationship status. That's the way I see it. And by all accounts, she has had sex with literally anybody that would has a strong enough stomach to do it. She is ugly and she's a slut. So, you know, obviously he's frustrated. But it was a good show. I enjoyed it. What else is happening? What else is going on? They're still talking about COVID. COVID's back, but not really. It's back and it's bad, right? They want you to think COVID's really bad, and it is. A lot of people think COVID is over. It's killing people, you dumb fuck. And I had some free time last weekend, so I decided to volunteer at one of the hospitals in town. I volunteer because they're running short on staff in the COVID unit. I volunteered to go into the COVID unit because I have an N95. So I just put on the N95 mask and I go in, you know, try to help people out, do what I can in the COVID unit. People don't understand that COVID is taking people out left and right. It is an awful, awful disease and it's unstoppable. I hope to hell you're all vaccinated or you're fucked, my friend. You better be vaccinated. You get that booster. You better mask up. We need more contact tracing. Why are we not doing more contact tracing? I've been saying that for a while. You know, make sure you wipe your groceries down when you get them home with alcohol pads if you can. But I was in the COVID unit, and it wasn't just old people. It was a lot of 20, 25-year-old healthy women and men and children and infants, as it were. That all of them are on ventilators. Every single person was on a ventilator gasping for air because of COVID. Because the COVID is so strong, it's killing everybody. The hallways were filled in the COVID unit They were lined up with dead bodies that didn't make it. And there's nowhere to go with all these dead bodies. They're piling them up in the hallways. It's bad. We need to mask up and we need to lock down. Why are we not locking down? Lock down forever. Why did we open up, folks? Why did we open up? Crazy, folks. Mask up. Use a cloth mask. Use Lysol. And don't touch your face. Don't put your hands in your face or your mouth, right? Just please, people, just do what Pfizer tells you to do, please. Would you please? Please. What else happened? What a weekend. I mean, I had a crazy weekend. I may be getting old, but I can still party. I went to the strip club. It was like Club Shakers.
Holy shit, I'm gonna
come. Strip club. I was out partying, drinking very heavily from the Mike's Hard catalog. I love that stuff. And having fun. I ended up in the champagne room getting a lap dance from one of the strippers. So that was a lot of fun. And she was solid. You know, looked like a woman that could take a punch if something ever went down. She was fun. She, had thick bone structure, but I wanted to party. And she was winding and grinding, right? And it was going fine. And then I started to notice my left arm was going numb and tingly. Okay? So my left arm's going numb, and I'm trying to enjoy the lap dance, and I start feeling nauseous. You know, but I always feel a little nauseous when I'm at the strip club because I'm married, and I don't want to be seen or caught. So this is normal to feel a little sick. Then the chest pain starts, so I started to push the lady off my lap. I grabbed the rest of my remaining Mike's Hard Lemonades, and I headed for the emergency room just in time. Turns out, I did not have a heart attack, but long story short, 2 hours later and one stent later, I'm finally walking out of there. And, you know, it was only midnight, so I decided to go back to Shakers, finish that lap dance. I mean, I already paid for it, and I had 8 minutes left, according to my calculations. So, and this bitch proceeds to tell me that my lap dance is over. It's null and void because I left. Talk about unprofessional. All right. None of that's true. I don't know what I'm doing. This podcast sucks today. It really does. I'm sorry, folks. I thought I could make up a story about a strip club on the fly here. And needless to say, it didn't work out. And I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You know, not all the podcasts are good. And this is definitely a good example of a podcast where I have nothing to talk about. And I tried to make something interesting. And there is nothing interesting in my life right now. So, god damn it. I'm sorry. All right, let's get back on track. Something that I did do, almost as fun, I tuned into American Idol. Yeah, I can't believe the show is still on. American Idol's still on, so I watched a little bit of it. And I haven't seen it in 15 years. This show is so redundant and idiotic. I mean, we're done with American Idol. We're done. We were done in 2002. Or get Simon back. Now you have three people on the show who say everyone's amazing. That was amazing. Oh my god, this person is so amazing. They say amazing way too much on that show. Everybody's amazing. That was amazing.
Come on, man.
I miss Simon. They used to have Simon. He used to tell people the truth. And, you know, he did it in a very mean way, which was nice. I like that. And, I don't know. Have I talked about American Idol before? Maybe. Who knows, right? I don't remember. But back when American Idol started, it was a lot better. Because, like, every third contestant was, like, borderline handicapped mentally. You know? And they'd get up there and they'd, she bang, you know? And then they'd just, like, every third one was just, like, some person that was mentally ill. Probably a homeless person. They don't do that anymore. Now everybody's got this backstory. Well, here my mother has sickle cell anemia, and my father's an ex-felon who's addicted to fentanyl. And, I was beaten, raped, and everybody's got to have a beaten, raped story that they're, I'm fighting back, and so I'm on American Idol. Everybody's got to have a huge backstory all of a sudden. It's not really about the singing. It's all about the backstory. You know, they have big production on the stories of these people. I mean, the singing has very little to do with the show anymore. You need the sob story. It's all about the story. No one really cares about the singing. Who cares about the good singers? We've had enough good singers. That's enough already with the singing. We want the stories. Do we care if someone's a good singer? And the people on the show, if they're really good singers and they don't have a backstory, they're not going to make it through. They're not coming on the show. For the first question they ask them is someone in your family recently died, or are you going to die very soon? If so, let's, get the camera crew and let's do a segment here. It's more about the segments than the singing. As long as you can sing a little bit, or if you're handicapped, that's good. If you're in a wheelchair, or you're missing an arm or a finger or something. Something. We need something. You have to have some kind of psychological pain. Did someone die? No one died? You have any sociological problems? Mental illness running your family? Would your mother ever slap you? Anybody we could throw under the bus in your family? Anything? How's your colon? Do you have a colonoscopy? Any chance you could have cancer? We need someone with cancer. We're looking for someone who's mentally ill. Your parents are still alive. Were you in a foster home? No? Okay. What about substance abuse? Ever have any, no? You sing really well, but, let's see. You ever been raped? No? God damn it. Well, we were really hoping you had cancer. Sorry. Maybe next year.